In our previous year, we began a discussion about temporary dwellings. We quoted our Gemara that spoke about a sukkah sachag b'chag, b'abayi shebesfina, v'chanuyi shebeshvokim, p'turim. There are many questions about different temporary dwellings. One of the issues that are discussed by the Paiskim is what is the halacha if Rachman al Slon, someone is in prison. Is there a chiv of putting on a mezuzah on a prison? And the Paiskim, it's a machlokes, a Paiskim, and some Paiskim obviously want to use our Gemara as a raya that a prison is part of from mezuzah. So because the Gemara, again, on Daf Yoram Beis, in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, explains that the reason they put on a mezuzah midrabbanon on the Lishkas Pahedrin was Kadesh Shlo Yomru Kohen Gadol Chavish Beis Asurim, that they shouldn't assume that the Kohen Gadol Rachman Slan is in prison. So, in other words, what the Gemara is trying to say is that they wanted to differentiate between a prison, which is ostensibly part of from a mezuzah, versus a home, which is chayiv in a mezuzah. But the Paiskim say that that seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanon seem to hold that I don't say that explanation, so wouldn't that be a raya that the Rabbanon hold that a dira bal karcha, the dira, the lishkas Pahedrin, where the Kohen Gadol had to be all 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the dira of Beis HaSurim, which is a dira bal karcha, is considered a mezuzah, is considered mechuyev. So instead of saying, says the Beis Hillel in Shulchan Aruch, that a prison is potter, the halacha ought to be that a prison is chayiv. So he says a different reason why a prison is potter. He says the reason a prison is potter is because it's not a dirish or covet. And if it's not a dirish or covet, it's potter from a mezuzah. The Paiskim ask, why is a prison not considered a dirish or covet? Furthermore, it seems in our Gemara that the Rabbanan aren't concerned with that. But then the Brikah Yosef says another reason why a person who's in a prison is not mechuyev in mezuzah. And it goes back to what we've been discussing in our shurim. A person isn't there bekvias. A prison does not become one's home. And since a person isn't there on a permanent basis, even if he's there for a while, it's a frame of mind. And therefore, he's parted from mezuzah. It's very similar to the case of the Bayi Shebesfina. That our Gemara, we spoke about the Bayi Shebesfina. And the Bayi Shebesfina, the Gemara said, is not chayv. The Shulchan Aruch said, is not chayv in mezuzah. The same thing here. So, therefore, even if it's a jail cell, which is a kept clean, since it's not meant for permanent living, even if he's going to be there for more than 30 days, he's not going to be mechayev mezuzah. And the Brikah Yosef makes a very strong point in line with what we've been trying to say. Let's say somebody's going to go on a boat, and he'll be on the boat for more than 30 days. He's still potter from putting on a mezuzah, because a mezuzah is dependent on where you live. And a prison is not a place where a person means to live. And since it's not a place where a person intends to live, that's why the halacha is that they wouldn't be mechuyev to put on a mezuzah. There's a kuntras hamezuzah written in the Sefer Beis Baruch on the Chai Adam, and he has a discussion about what is the halacha on mezuzahs in a prison. He says that if the prison is a place where the Jew is going to unfortunately be there for an extended period of time, once you put on a mezuzah. But he says that's only if it's a prison in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's a prison not in a Jewish country, is much less of a shaila. Furthermore, and this goes back to an issue that we've discussed already in a previous year, he says that the chiyuv is, even if we'll say that if somebody is staying somewhere for more than 30 days, the halacha is that in chutz laretz, if you rent an apartment, you're not mechuyev in a mezuzah until 30 days. Yet the halacha is, the Mukhi Yosef paskins, and many points can follow the opinion of the Mukhi Yosef, that if you sign a lease for more than 30 days, then you should put on a mezuzah at the beginning. You shouldn't wait for day 30. And even the Paiskim that disagree with the Mukhi Yosef, many Paiskim say, you shouldn't maybe nail on the mezuzah right away, but you should put up the mezuzah right away and without a bracha, put it up with tape, and then take it down. Here, he says, certainly you don't have to put on the mezuzah before day 30. Furthermore, he says, if you're sharing the room, if this Jewish prisoner, Rachman al-Tzlan, is sharing the room with Akum, he's potter from mezuzah. Again, as we've quoted from the Brikei Yosef earlier in the shir, if it's not kept clean, the room, then there's no chiv mezuzah. Which opens up the shaila to other situations. There's a tshuva in the Masham. The Masham has a tshuva in Chelik Vov Simen Kuf Tez Zayin. He speaks about a hospital. And he says it's a hospital that's a Jewish hospital. And the question is, do you have to put a mezuzah up on the doors of the hospital? So he says, the hospital administration should put on a mezuzah. Even, he says, the hospital administration should put on a mezuzah. There are paiskim, this is a question that's discussed by many paiskim, what should be done in these types of situations regarding hotel guests and nursing homes, etc. The Shulchan Aruch, here in Simen Resh Pei Vav, Simen Chof Beis, says, Hador b'pundek b'et Yisrael, potem mezuzah shloshim yoyim. And the Meiri explains, the reason is because if he's there for less than 30 days, it's not considered a place of your living. And the Chiyuv Mezuzah is only in a place where I live. But, says the Shail Satshuvas Tzur Yaakov, in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, that only the person who's renting the room is potter from the mezuzah. But if it's a Jewish owner of the hotel, of the nursing home, of the hospital, he should put on a mezuzah. And there's two reasons, and he says, he's not living there. And the chi of mezuzah we know is a choyv es hador. It's a choyv on the person who's living there, and this person is not living there. He says, yes, but the furniture in the room is his. And since it's his room, it's no worse than a beis ha'oitzer that he's mechuyev in mezuzah. The Aruch HaShulchan has a very different approach. It's a Chiddush approach. It's in Sifkaton Chabez here in Simen Reish Peivov. He says, if I have a home, I have a hospital, I have a nursing home, and I rent out rooms, so he says, it's my home that's being rented out for, that I'm inviting guests to. Just I'm inviting the guest, and I'm also asking them to pay for their room. So he says, whenever you invite a guest and you're expecting him and it's your home, even though he's paying for the right to be there, that is considered like your home. It's a little difficult to understand how one could, if somebody owns a hospital or a nursing home in a hotel, maybe it's a little easier to understand. But in a hospital, how could somebody say it's my home that I'm giving place to people to live in? It's not really my home. The question also comes up in a dormitory. So I saw in the Sefer Oil Aryeh, there are two reasons why the people who are staying in the room don't have to put on mezuzahs in the rooms that they stay in a dormitory. Number one, when students stay in a dormitory, they're not renting a specific room. They're renting the right to be able to stay in this dormitory. And since they're only renting the right, they're not renting a specific room. And furthermore, since the directors of the dormitory, the yeshiva administration, has a right to switch anybody's room at any time that they want, given those two reasons, they're potter from the boys, the students are potter from the mezuzah, but the administration, the poskim say, should put on a mezuzah. Hospital rooms where the patient are going to be there for a longer extended period of time. Some say are potter from the mezuzah because it's a diras arai. It's not a place where the person intends to stay. Davni Nezer in Yoyredeya, Simon Kuf Pei, says that if the patient is going to be there for more than 30 days, then he should put up a mezuzah, because that makes it into your home. And he does want to consider a difference if you pay a weekly or a monthly rate versus paying a daily rate. Which all comes to answer to discuss another issue. And that is, what is the halacha on a store? So we learned in the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Reish Pei Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, that a chanayus shebeshukim are pturim. But there are many poskim that say that stores should have mezuzahs bezman hazeh. And I saw a tshuva in the Meches Yitzchak, Chelik Beis, Simen Pei Gimel. Very interesting shaila that was asked there. The person who's asking the shaila is somebody who's working in a factory, that the owners of the factories are irreligious Jews, but this worker is a religious Jew, and the Jew wants to put up a mezuzah. He got permission from the non-religious management on the condition that if he puts up a mezuzah, it should not be visible. And this person who's asking a question to Meches Yitzchak says that it's very difficult to put on a mezuzah where there's a brick doorway to get the mezuzah into the doorway where it won't be chayv mezuzah. So he has two questions. His question is, he's not even maybe a seicher. He's not really renting the house. He's an employee there. And also, as we've been discussing, is this store mechuyev in a mezuzah? So there's really three questions. One question is a factory potter for mezuzah? Or chayev in mezuzah? If it's chayev, is the worker, the Jewish worker there, considered like a soicher, like somebody who rents that place, and he's mechuyev mezuzah? And even if he's not considered a soicher, so he doesn't have an independent obligation, but maybe he's obligated as an ariv, since the owners, as we said, are mechuyev in mezuzah. And the Meches Yitzchak, very much in line with Avni Nezer that I just quoted, takes the same approach of how do we look at this area. And if it's a store, and that's why they want to make a differentiation between the stores that were in the times of Chazal and our offices and factories. In those days, the stores were a stand in the street. It's difficult to call a stand in the street a home, a dira. But if you have a nice office where people spend most of their day, there it's certainly much more considered a store, and certainly much more considered a dira. And since it's much more considered a dira, it's mechuyev in mezuzah. He goes into the question that since he got permission to put on the mezuzah, even though it comes with great difficulty, he should put on the mezuzah. Clearly, the Meches Yitzchak's opinion was that a store, nowadays a store, a factory, apart from mezuzah. The Taz in Sifkotten Chaf Aleph on our Sif in Shulchan Aruch is interesting. He says, Chanuyah Shebishvokim Peturim, and the Taz says, Neshen Diris Arai. And everybody tries to understand that the Taz is saying that a store is a chanus is never chayv in mezuzah. But if one looks in the Pesachei Tshuva, the Pesachei Tshuva takes the other approach. He says that if it's a place that a person is there all the time, and he's there into the night as well, he's certainly mechuyev in a mezuzah. That's why the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkaten Yud seems to learn. And in general, as we look in these Sifim Shulchan Aruch, I think that's the general approach that the Shulchan Aruch is trying to teach us. Because if we look in four consecutive Sifim in the Shulchan Aruch, they all teach us the same concept. Sif Yud, and we'll speak about this hopefully perhaps in a future shir, Beis HaMedrash Patur M'Mezuzah. The Shulchan Aruch begins saying Beis HaMedrash is part of a mezuzah. V'yim yesh by Pesach Shirag L'atzis Bar L'Beisai. If there's a room, there's a doorway that you go from the from your home to the Beis HaMedrash Chayiv B'mezuzah Bais HaPesach. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues V'yesh Amish Beis HaMedrash Chayiv B'mezuzah V'nochen Lachish L'Dvarim Avala Yavarech. So whenever I learn this Siman Shulchan Aruch, I have a question. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about the halachas of Beis HaKnesses in Sif Gimel. In Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, as we learn in our sugya indeed, Beis HaKnesses am yesh bay dira l'shem adam chai b'mezuzah, and Beis dira ba'azora, shofnei ba, is HaKnesses azora chayev, is Beis HaKnesses potter. So in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch spoke about a Beis HaKnesses. In Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about a Beis HaMedrash. So whenever I learn this siman, I think to myself, the halachas of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash are very similar. So wouldn't it make sense that the Shulchan Aruch should put these two simanim, these two sifim together, not have seven sifim in between? But I think that that's the approach of the Shulchan Aruch in this entire siman. In this series of sifim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is trying to teach us the concept that what makes a room chayiv in mezuzah or potter in mezuzah is it a diras arai or is it not a diras arai? And therefore the Shulchan Aruch goes through different examples all to teach us what is a diras arai. and therefore, or not. And Beis HaMikdash is not considered Deir HaSarai because people live there. They learn there all day and night. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sukkos HaChag B'Chag and Sefer Aleph, V'Bayis Shebishvina, Chanuyos Shebishvakim, since they were very temporary. But as we've been explaining in our shir, in the previous year, and this year, if you have a sukkah that's in a permanent way, it's a sukkah in a room in your home, if you live in the boat, if you are in a store, that's you have a nice office that you spend most of your day there, then you'll be mechoyev mezuzah, because then it's not a Deir HaSarai. And then the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, as we said in the previous year, even though this din of Abayi Shebishvinim and Chanuyi Shebishrokim don't appear in the Gemara, in a Braisa, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch still quote it, because that helps us understand what is a Deira that is mechoyev and mezuzah. And the same in Sif Yud Beis, Shtei Sukkim Shiyot Zuluf Nemezu, HaPnimis Chayevus V'Chitzayin B'Torah. What a wonderful example. The Pnimis, where it's more permanent, that's why I'm Chayev. The outdoor, where nobody stays really, is Arai, and that's why it's Potter. And then the next Sif, Bayi She'en Bay Dala Dala Am is Potter. If a room doesn't have Dala Dala, it's Potter. V'm Yesh Boy, K'dei L'Ravei A Dala Amis Al Dala Amis, B'Shova, if you can make it into Dala Dala, it doesn't have exactly 4x4, but it has the 16 feet. Abish orka yosra rechvay oishu ogul obel hay zavius is chayiv. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us a tremendous halacha, even though it is a machlokes rishonim. But the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, it's the functionality of the room. It's not the size of the room. If we said the mezuzah was locked into a halacha, what is the structure of the room? So then it makes no difference. But the Shulchan Aruch is saying, are you looking at functionality? And the Shulchan Aruch says that once the room has these 16 square amis, doesn't make a difference. It has the functionality of a dira. And if it has the functionality of a dira, it's mechuyev mezuzah. And that's why there's a famous Chamudei Daniel here in the Pesach Tshuva, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Chamudei Daniel. And he says, Dafka beis dira, tzorch shei dalar dalar amis. Only a room, a bedroom, a dining room, a living room that isn't Dalet al Dalet doesn't carry the functionality and therefore will be a Deir HaSarai. Al Beisharim or Pesach Sagina, any room that has the functionality, even though less by Dalet al Dalet, will be Chayiv and Mezuzah. Because what I look at, is it a Dira? And what does it show if I could accomplish in the room what I need to do in this room? Even though the room is small, it becomes my dira. It has the functionality of a dira. And once it has that use, it's mechuyev mezuzah. And that's why he continues to say, Mishi yesh lo bayis gadol, if somebody has a large home, v'yesh lo chadorim ketanim lanich sham chafetzim, but he has also small rooms, that's the way he built his home. So the home is built that you have many small rooms to put your clothing there, or they carry a functionality. As long as it's a permanent functionality, it's mechuyev mezuzah, because mezuzah is connected to what I use the room for. If I use it in a rai fashion, it's part of mezuzah. If I use it in a kavua fashion, it's going to be chayev mezuzah.